rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell, welcome.
Hey, hey.
Corey, there, can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, is there a delay or we're all good?
No, sorry. I was like trying to push a button.
Okay, well,
and we're here.
We're into it. We're straight into Flicks and That. Steve,
here we go.
What have you been watching?
Guys, before we get into that, I'm really excited.
About what?
I'm really, really excited. I'm going to the movies tonight.
Oh, great. What are you watching?
And the reason I'm excited is that I'm going to see Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh.
This is the sequel to what I think is, brace yourselves.
Here we go.
The best ever superhero movie.
Wow. Wow. Those are big words.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, 2018. An animated, jaw-dropping, mind-blowing, immersive comic book of a movie.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It blew me away when I saw it a few years ago. Allegedly, this one's the new one's really, really good and continues to push the boundaries of animation. So one of the things that makes Into the Spider-Verse work so well is it embodies the attitude, storytelling, and look of comics, but it pushes animation in a way that makes it feel like the comic's really coming to life on the screen. Not in a super tacky way like pages turning and stuff, but it's just super dynamic. It's like if a comic was dynamic, it would look like this. Well, if a comic was dynamic and people spent many years of work and many, many, many millions of dollars on it, it would look like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This is on Netflix. If you haven't seen this film, if you're not acquainted with it, you should check it out and like do everything you can. Do all your preparations required to really just put yourself in the right, most appreciative state for an extremely visually stimulating film.
Mm-hmm.
Do your meditations and whatnot.
Do you know, do you have any sort of rough plot outline for the Across the Spider-Verse, which is in cinemas from tomorrow?
Nicely put. It's a bit of a head scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many Spider-Mans, spider peoples. I have purposefully not looked at the film too closely, but we can probably pencil me in for being very, very enthusiastic.
Okay. So it's sounding like
next week
a clash of the spider people.
It might be a bit of like spider clash.
Okay.
There's a punk. I know there's a spider punk. Is that close enough to a spider clash? Anyway, I'm fizzing about this. But look, I'm here to do a job. That's a job for next week. The job for today is what stuff have I been watching that's good?
Okay.
Last night I was literally counting down the minutes to the new season of I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson arriving on Netflix. And it hit 7 o'clock, and as advertised, a whole new season of surreal cringe comedy from someone that really kind of kept people afloat during COVID and all the madness that we're dealing with, and also skewered the internet and also just made us feel something because it's fucking outrageous comedy. Also, if you've ever gotten into an argument with someone who's just wrong and won't admit it, but just gets louder and louder and more intense, then the characters that Tim Robinson portrays will be very familiar to you.
Yeah.
In some ways, he's kind of the internet brought to life, which is a gifty kind of return, because if you don't know who I'm talking about and you spend any time on social media, you must have encountered a Tim Robinson meme from one of the first two seasons at some point. You know, you could just be confused by a phrase like sloppy steaks, or you could see a picture of a man in a hot dog costume saying, we're all trying to find the guy who did this.
Yeah, or dead naked people just flopping out of coffins, right?
Or just like total coffin flops, you know?
Yeah,
There's a plethora of these. And so season three comes very eagerly awaited. I've watched the first two seasons a couple times. This didn't quite have the same immediate punch, gotta say. He's still extremely loud. Tim Robinson still is surrounded by a whole bunch of guest stars, many familiar faces from the first couple of seasons, like Tim Heidecker and Patty Harrison. I'm not sure it's as good, but I'm gonna watch it again. And let's face it, if you're a Tim Robinson fan, you're gonna want to watch it.
Yes.
So it's there, 6 episodes. Initially, I didn't think that it would have the same sort of meme ability as the first two, but a bit of a cursory look around the internet today tells me that already I am wrong, and I'm happy to concede that.
Sorry, what platform is this on?
This is a Netflix show.
Okay.
And that's there waiting for you right now. So, you know, you could wind up with a bit of Into the Spider-Verse and wind down with a bit of relaxing.
We've had a relaxing Tim Robinson. Steve,
relaxing.
Can you discuss Succession? I haven't hit the last episode yet, but I must say that the funeral episode was a great episode of television.
Yeah, the funeral episode was magnificent. I was pretty satisfied with the finale. More great telly. Been kind of reading and listening to bits and pieces about it all week. I won't sort of talk about the detail too much, other than to say there's some great interviews out there with the director and writer, and the Succession podcast continued and continues to deliver. The first episode focusing on the finale had contributions from Alexander Skarsgård and Jeremy Strong talking about it, some kind of revealing little tidbits in there, and I think if you're into the show, you probably watched it. Mm-hmm. I liked it, I think maybe not feeling everything wrapped up in a tight, tidy little bow is part of the whole point of the show. Lest we forget, we were actually just watching a series with almost no relatably nice or even okay human being,
mm-hmm.
just a pack of fucking rich assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
No problem with wealth, but these people were rich and also assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Now, speaking of assholes, there's a new comedy coming to Prime Video this Friday, in which that word must be used a few times because it's completely full of swearing, including the word starting with C that BFM doesn't even dare put in its BSA complaints promo. What I mean.
We're not touching that.
Not today. Not today. It's pre-watershed, so maybe later on. Deadlock is the name of the show. It's an Aussie crime comedy, and that expression does not fill me full of joy. But what the show is a very kind of a very honest satire of procedural small town mystery shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost hard to call it a satire. It feels like one of these shows. You'll be familiar with them. They kind of clutter up the TV landscape.
I feel like small town mystery is like Australian, like, peak like territory that they love, but, you know, doing small town mysteries.
We've got our Brokenwood mysteries, you know. It's kind of in a tradition that like goes back to things like Lovejoy and that. Like, this kind of this sort of comedic mystery series is a real strong place in the culture. Mm. However, this one is a lot funnier, lot filthier, and one of the leads is Kiwi Madeline Sami, who is just at 100% the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
She plays the sitting a small seaside town in Tasmania.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a bit of a murder, as these things go. There's been a bit of a murder. And they parachute in a hotshot cop from the mainland to sort it out. Yeah, she's got no respect for the rules. Yeah, she just calls it like it is. Yeah, she swears heaps. And that's Madeline Sami. Mm-hmm. And it's this glorious over-the-top performance. This show freaking rules. And you'll absolutely want to see it when it arrives on Prime Video this Friday. The first 3 episodes are all dropping Friday, and then it's going to roll out week by week.
Mm-hmm.
Sami spoke to us at Flix about her role, and she described it as her approach to the character was, she said it, not me, Gunt Ford.
Mm.
That was a G, Gunt Ford.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm.
Prime Video?
Prime Video, Friday, Deadlock.
Right.
Absolutely watch this. If you have someone in your life that likes the more sanitized versions of these shows, watch it with them. Watch it with your mum.
Yeah, nice.
It'd be great. It takes swings at things like dark mofo. It's got a really strong kind of queer bent running through it. It really kind of has been nailing the sort of toxic Aussie bloke in the episodes that I've seen. But along with some kind of, it's got the same strengths of storytelling that this genre has when it's played straight, but it's also, remarkably funny. Deadlock Friday?
Yes.
I think you should leave now.
Okay. In Spider-Verse tomorrow.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse, first film.
Oh, yeah.
That's on Netflix. You can watch that now. Across the Spider-Verse in cinemas tomorrow. And I'll probably be just coming down from my excitement when I come in next week.
Excellent.
Probably can talk about that more then, but everyone's got some homework.
Awesome. Hey, thank you very much, Steve.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.